Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening. Today, in our Gnostic Lab for Practical Application, we are going to focus our practice into the exercise of retrospection. Retrospection is one of those key exercises that we must practice consistently. We're going to tell you why. How can we understand our defects if we do not observe them? We certainly would not be able to. And the best way to observe our defects is by maintaining a constant state of awareness so that we can see every reaction. But in the state we are today, it is easy for us to say that. It is easy for us to recommend that. And it is also easy for any one of us as a student to understand that that would be the right thing to do. But when it comes to putting into practice the act of consistent self-observation, it becomes almost impossible. And that happens because in our degenerated state, we are in such a weak state of mind that we can barely maintain our constant attention for more than a few seconds. Lamentably, that is the state that we are in. We see many people who they make a very sincere effort to remain aware and conscious. And the moment that they start paying attention and splitting their attention in three, into the subject, the object, and the location, if they have not been putting that into practice time and time and time again, they tend to get confused. Because they start feeling first all the sensations that come through their senses, whether it is the sensation of the chair in which they are sitting, the sensation of the shoes that they are wearing, the tactile sensation of the clothes they are wearing. That right there is an overload for the intellect. If they try to combine the smells that they are perceiving, the sounds they are hearing, the images that they are seeing, by now those are so many variables that our values are completely incapable of maintaining a consistent sense of awareness. So those exercises tend to be very short. This is why Samael tells us you need to make of these things a habit. Because number one, the more you practice it, the more consistent you get at doing it. That's one. Number two, the more you practice it as a muscle, as a rhetorical muscle, the stronger your ability becomes. And of course, with time, it becomes a lot easier. But when we add to that, that we have these many psychological aggregates of laziness, it becomes very difficult for us to do this. So students find themselves in the conundrum of, what am I going to do? Because they're trying to eliminate their egos. They're trying to split themselves between the observer and the observed. They are trying to make a sincere effort to use of those fractions of the consciousness that are still awake to be able to see, detect, and comprehend things. And in all of that, somehow they miss or skip or bypass the remembrance of self. They become identified with something. They don't realize that they have become fascinated, and they fall back immediately into the sleep of the consciousness. So this is an exercise that really requires a lot of dedication, and yet it is something so simple. But acknowledging that we have those shortcomings and that we, of course, should try to overcome them, Samael gives us the practice of retrospection. And that practice is phenomenal. But it requires of us also diligence, and it requires of us some tenacity. Because whenever we are putting into use the practice of retrospection, what ends up happening with us is that in that exercise where we are watching our day as if we were watching a movie, Like someone who, as Samael says, is reading a book from end to end, we start going into the depths of self-knowledge. We start then driving the exercise of self-discovery. And as that happens, we start making conscious the subconscious. The exercise of retrospection, it is very easy. All it requires of us to do is to start at this very same moment and start revisiting everything that we did, that we heard, that we saw throughout the day, but backwards. So we start at this moment and we start taking it back in time using our mind. So from this moment that you're sitting here or that you're laying back listening to this Gnostic Lab for practical application, you start revisiting what you did before you sat down, what you did by the time they had dinner, what you did by the time that you got home, what you did on your way home, what you were doing at work or at school, what you were doing at lunch when you had lunch, what you did in the morning, and then what you did when you woke up. You see, you start tracing back your day, looking at making it a deliberate effort to re-identify all the things that you saw, that you heard, that you did, all the symbols that you perceived, all the conversations that you had with people. This is what we do. But we do it methodically. And the key to making or having a very successful retrospective exercise is in the faculty of patience. There should be no hurry while we're doing this. We should just do this as a natural exercise without putting any effort. All we have to do is start revisiting the day backwards and observing. Samael tells us the retrospective exercise allows us to become conscious of our lunar ego. It allows us to become conscious of our own mistakes. Because remember, the ego is memories. The ego is desire. The ego is anger, and it is desires and passions and lust. It is ambitions. It is vanity. It is laziness. It is self-sufficiency, self-esteem, it is vengeance, etc. That is what the ego is. It is a collection of all of those things. So if we want to dissolve our psychological aggregates, if we want to eliminate this inhumanity from our own selves, then we have to study the ego. And the only way to study it is exactly the way that we would study any other subject. We would go and we would observe it. We would try to perceive it. And as we do it, we need to do it without identifying so that we don't fascinate, so that we don't fall back into the sleep of consciousness. A good moment for us to do retrospection is at the time that we are making ourselves ready to go to sleep. Let me tell you why it is. When we are using that moment of transition between the vigil state and the sleep state, something very important is happening to the physical body. When you reach that 50-50 state, when you are half awake and half asleep, what happens is that the vital body starts assuming ownership. And I'm saying this in a very generic way, okay? It starts assuming ownership of the regenerative processes of the human body. It is then that the vital body starts recovering the physical body, restoring its functionalities. It is the moment when that vital body starts regenerating the physicality. That is exactly what happens when you are asleep. While your while you are outside of that physical body, just doing your thing within the fifth dimension of nature, the vital body is restoring, recharging, revitalizing the physical body. And when that happens, when we are half asleep and half awake, the vital body is then capable of helping you restructure the neural networks in your brain. Do you hear that? The more you meditate, the stronger those neural associations become. The more you meditate, the more vast, I don't know if that is a right statement, so please excuse my thinking in Spanish and speaking in English, but the more you meditate, you develop a stronger, more complex neural network that facilitates the exercise of meditation. So in that transition state, that is the prime moment to start the exercise. And the more you repeat it, the stronger those associations become, the easier it is for you then to relax your physical body. Then it becomes a lot more comfortable, a lot easier for you not only to relax the body, but to calm down your emotions, to calm down your mental activity. And science knows this. There are many experiments that have been done in many Buddhist monks who are experts in meditation, and science has been able to map the firing sequences of those neurons, and they can effectively demonstrate how their brain is wired different than the brain of the typical person who consumes their day just watching TV and listening to music and playing with their mobile device and doing the things that they always do. So we can take advantage of that. As we are making that transition, if you happen to fall asleep, there's no problem. Because Samael tells us if the student falls asleep while they are performing their exercise of retrospection, then while they are in the internal realms, they will be able to know themselves. They will become capable of remembering their past lives. They will be able to remember their whole life. So, if we start creating this habit here, deliberately, intentionally in the physical body, as the physical body falls asleep, you continue with that exercise within the realm of the astral plane. The thing is that when you wake up in the morning, it would be very adequate for you to have your Gnostic journal next to you so that you can write down everything that you saw. Friends, we tell you this so that you also look for a similar experience. The more you do this, the more vivid your memories will be in the morning. It will become a lot easier for you to recall more details, more symbols, more information. And as you start then analyzing your dreams, following those four basic laws of opposites and philosophical analogies and correspondences and the laws of number, then you start getting a very profound, a very rich source of information that you can use to look at what is happening in your life, to understand what is it that you need to do, to comprehend the things that you should be expecting. Because as you do this, you will see that you will be able to write down your dreams, capture all these details, and soon after, in the next 2 or 3 days, you will start seeing that materialization happening. Before long, you will be able to start having dreams and writing them down, and you will be able to start seeing the effect in the very same day as you wake up. So you start getting better at it. But that is never going to happen until you deliberately do this. So let's put that into practice today. If you have some frankincense, we would invite you to burn it. Go ahead and throw that frankincense on some hot embers. And because this will be a short practice for us, make sure that you cover your computer screen. Don't let the blue light from your monitor to distract you. Don't let that blue light create an interference in the normal rhythmical cycles of your pineal gland so that you do not interrupt the flow, the generation and the flow of melatonin, because that melatonin that is released by the pineal gland, it effectively helps to regulate your own creative sexual hormones. And the more of those creative sexual hormones you make available in your bloodstream, the more effective and the more efficient your endocrine system functions become. So now you see how this is all tightly integrated. Now you can understand better all of the interdependencies that manifest within your human body. So let's go ahead and let's start with an exercise of relaxation. We're going to do this exercise today, and as we do the exercise, we will then fade in the background and we will allow you to start visualizing and intentionally revisiting everything that happened to you during the day. Our intervention would be minimal at that point because the way that our day went is slightly different than yours did, and we do not want to interrupt that flow of imagery. So let's go ahead and get started. Again, we will start fade in the background. And you please continue the exercise. So let's start by allowing you to go ahead and cover your computer screen. If you have headphones, even better, so that the sounds that may exist around you do not create any distractions. So lay down comfortably and enjoy the aroma of the frankincense and enjoy the positive effect that it creates in your environment. And let's go ahead. And let's start with by taking a deep breath. So take a deep breath in one. Hold it. Two. One. Two. One, two. Make yourself conscious of those sensations in your physical body. Feel how your body rests comfortably, whether it is on your mattress or whether it is on your yoga mat, on your rug or your carpet. And allow your body to sink in to that mattress. Allow your body to sink in to that yoga mat. Just allow all worries, all preoccupations, all stress, all discomforts to leave your body with every exhalation. And let's do this by maintaining the remembrance of self. Let's acknowledge that this is not extra work. This is just natural practice. Let's understand that doing this is as easy as drinking a glass of water. Doing this is as enjoyable as observing the beauty of a beautiful flower. Doing this is as calming as enjoying the singing of the birds or hearing the wind flow through the leaves and branches of a tree. And now that we are enjoying of this comfortable posture, let's pay particular attention to our breathing. Observe the natural expansion and contraction of your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. As you become aware of that, you will notice that the exhalation every time becomes deeper and more profound. And if there are still any worries or any preoccupations present, allow them to dissipate with every exhalation. Now pay attention to your breathing and to the flow of that breath in through your nose, out through your nose. And seek to make that breathing so gentle that the flow of air in and out of your nose becomes inaudible, that you no longer hear the air flowing in and out of your body. By now, you must be able to feel the pulsations of your heart. So start by projecting the heartbeat and your pulsations right at the tip of your nose. as you feel those pulsations in the tip of your nose. Displace them and allow them now to be felt in your right ear. And continue breathing effortlessly. Transition them from your right ear onto your right hand. From your right hand, move them to your right foot. From your right foot, move them then to your left foot. From your left foot, move them into your left hand. From your left hand, move them onto your left ear. and from your left ear, move them back to the tip of your nose. And with that, let's allow that pulse to dissipate once again and distribute itself throughout our body. Enjoy of this comfort. Enjoy of this relaxation. Feel the harmonious vibration that permeates throughout all of your body. But enjoy it without fascinating. That way we don't fall into the sleep of consciousness. Let's enjoy it as a natural functioning of the body itself. And at this moment, let's say, Father of mine, God of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we are here before you. Humbly before your presence, grateful for this new opportunity to put into practice the exercise of retrospection. We ask that you enliven in our faculties of imagination, of inspiration, of intuition, so that we may see clearly, so that we may comprehend without the need to reason, so that we may grasp the profound significance of every symbol that you may show us. We ask of you, Divine Father, that you awaken in us the fire of the longing, so that we may revitalize our motivation to put into use our willpower and put that willpower at your service. And with that, let's start our retrospection from this moment and from this moment backward. Let's observe our sensations, our breathing, as we are resting here comfortably And let's start taking that back at those moments when we were doing our practice, displacing the pulsations from one point of the body to the next. So let's revisit that moment where the pulse was in our tip of our nose, in our left ear, in our left hand, in our left foot, in our right foot, in our right hand, in our right ear, and back into the tip of our nose. Let's go back into that moment as we were making ourselves ready by observing the rise and fall of our belly. Before then, the moment in when we were taking our breath and allowing it to flow gently and silently so that we would not even hear it. Of that moment where we were deliberately allowing our body to sink into the mat, into the rug, or into our mattress. At that moment, where we were sitting comfortably in our chair, as we lit our embers and poured our incense to burn, at the moment as we were looking for the incense, just as the moment as we were lighting the embers, looking for the embers, and then the moment where we sat down and we were starting our practice for the day. And we continue in retrospection, flowing backwards in our day, observing our thoughts, our emotions, our habits, and our reactions. We continue flowing backwards in our day, We continue flowing backwards during our day. If at any moment you feel that you cannot remember what happened in your day, there is no need to worry, because using your silent word, you can chant the mantra Raum Ga. And as you chant that mantra with your silent word, and it reverberates deep in your mind, it will release those images from your subconsciousness into your consciousness. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be joyful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be at peace.